I text Pastor Kelly that they're not, and I was like, God, I've just had enough. I've prayed some more, and my prayers just ain't going as far as I need them to. So there we go. And I prayed and prayed and prayed, and I was like, all right, well, who am I going to call? I'm going to call the biggest devil butt-stomping person I know. Because I just had all I could take. I was done. It had been a week of total and utter chaos. And I text her, and I said, look, no questions asked. Can you just pray for me? You know, and it was kind of late, and I was like, well, I don't know if I should or not, but I remember her saying, anytime. That's the kind of pastor that everybody needs. Anytime. Anytime you can call me, anytime. Doesn't matter. And I took a few notes, and I'm having trouble finding them, of course, because I've got so many in here. But I went over to 2 Chronicles, and that's where I started doing my reading about peace. Hello? Okay. And I ran over there, and I read about Jehoshaphat. You know, he was the back off in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you what, he's been fighting me and fighting me and fighting me, and I'm just done with it. He needs to back off and give me a little bit of rest in the name of Jesus. But I went over to 2 Chronicles, and I was reading about Jehoshaphat, and he was there, and he stood there in front of all of those people, and he was worried. He was worried about what was going to happen. But you know what he did? He stood up. He stood up in front of them, and he begged God for guidance. How many people in here are begging God for guidance every day? Amen. About the things that they need to be doing, the things they should be doing, and the things that they need to be doing beyond what they think they should be doing. See, he was in a very chaotic situation. He was in trouble. And he was begging God, please, God, please. And so he stood up, and he said that he, Lord Jesus, help me, Lord Jesus, help me, Jesus. God, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. That's what he said. I want to tell you, people walk around worried. I don't know how to. Fear is the same way. And that's the common phrase, we don't know how to get out of the situation that we're in. And let me tell you, this past week, I'm going to tell you what, if the devil could attack our business, he's done it. John going down the interstate, 75 miles an hour. Guess what? The wheel flies off his trailer. He calls me. He goes, I've had about enough. He said, you're going to have to pray with me because I'm just done. And the month before, it was the same thing. The U-bolt had broke on it. And he called and he said, when I get this fixed, I'm coming home because I need to be at home with my family. 75 miles an hour, and he still pulled that truck and that trailer into the Walmart parking lot. but it's not going to happen. And so I prayed with him, and we were asking, you know, oh, my Lord, how are we going to do this? Because we keep just getting hit and punched financially. And I was like, God, right now, at this very moment, let it be simple. Let it be a little bit of nothing. Cost us $100. Now we had to buy a new tire and a new rim, but it was enough for him to get home where he was comfortable with the people that he loved and he needed to be with. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and I actually had another sermon, and then Pastor Kelly texted me Saturday, and I was like, I'm just going to preach on peace because I know that there is more than one person in my life that needs peace. Not just me. I know Pastor Kelly does. Can you imagine being a pastor and knowing when you stand up here and you look at people, you see people differently than when you talk to them face to face and then you go sit down in your seat. You can see the hurt in people. Sister Mary, I can see the hurt. You can feel it. When you hug you can feel it. You need peace. And you need such a great peace. And you also need a healing. But you need peace. And everybody needs peace. Everybody is fighting battles. And I'm sitting over here throwing a little tizzy fit. And I'm like, God, I'm just tired. I'm so tired of this. I'm just tired. I'm like, God, is my prayers only going to the ceiling? Is that as far as it's going? What am I doing wrong? You're doing nothing wrong. The devil wants to try to break you. Every aspect of your life. And if he can get you to fighting with your spouse over finances, he's going to do it. If he can get you to fighting over your kids, whatever he can get you to do, he's going to try to do it. And but I had prayed, and I had prayed and prayed and prayed, and I had just fought, and I was like, I'm just going to call Pastor Kelly because I need somebody. I just need a little bit more, just a little bit more. And, you know, she's like, I'm praying right now. And I just felt this peace. A peace I hadn't felt in weeks. And I just felt this peace come over me. And so tonight, that's why I based my message on peace, because I don't know about anybody else, but I'm telling you what, it's been a hard week. oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. But the peace that God gives, it's a spiritual peace. It's a peace that lasts, and it cannot be taken from us. It can only be taken from us if we allow it. Because the peace that he gives us is unlike any other peace. So if you are not feeling the peace that you think you should be feeling, you're defeated. You've let your guard down. You are defeated. And I'm going to tell you what, I was feeling it. And I just, you know, John's like, all I can tell you to do is call Pastor Kelly. Because it seems like every time we've been in a tight spot, she's been that one. She's been that one person that she just knows. And John goes, she knows what it's like. She has battled a battle on top of battle up on top of battle, and she knows. And she knows the right prayer that she could pray at that right moment. And both of us just sat there, and John's like, I just feel like, you know. And I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And, you know, we prayed for our pastor. We thank God for her. And I can't tell you how blessed we are to have you as a pastor. We do have a great pastor. And we have a pastor that will speak anything that you need to be spoken. She will speak it into existence through the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you what right now. That's something we need. That's something we all can learn from. All right, so Isaiah 26:3, can you pull it up for me? It says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. I went and I just dug through and I looked through every verse that I could find and every verse that I could read on peace. And this one stuck with me the most. You will keep in perfect peace those minds whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And I was like, God, help me to trust in you more than I ever have, more and more every day. And this is, you know, I take this as a spiritual peace. You know, when you pray for something and, you know that in your spirit there may be something that you need to clean out. There may be something that you need to, it doesn't have to be perfect because God doesn't ask for that. But is there something in your life that you need to change for you to have that peace? And I was like, God, I just need to trust you more. I need to trust that you will work things out more so I can have that peace and that peace of mind. And that's where I was lacking. And I knew that in that moment, I couldn't. I couldn't pray that off myself. I wasn't. I was lacking the trust in God to have peace. And that's not a good place to be. But it just seemed like everything in our week was going wrong. And I'm just like, you know, and you get to a point where it's like, okay, did you do this? Did you pray enough about this to start this business and this is God's will? Or is this the devil just trying to break you down so you can't get what God needs for you? Let me tell you, that is a hard two questions to put up on yourself. As we did it. John's like, I don't know whether it's this or whether it's that. How do we tell? I'm going to tell you how you tell. You're going to have to pray about it. But everything that has happened in this past year, in the first year of our business, has nearly took us under. Nearly took us under. But you know what? We come through to the other side. Because we have tried our best to keep our faith where it needs to be. I try to pray over every single thing. For he leaves, we pray. When he stops at night, we pray. Because he's not here with all of us. He's in a world where he walks by somebody in Walmart and they're talking about killing each other. You know, he goes to a truck stop and there's people choking each other. I mean, he's not in the same situation that we are. He is out there in a world that, oh my goodness. And you don't really realize how bad the world is until you hear him tell of things that he sees. And I just want him to be at peace. And I want him to be safe. And I want our business to grow. And I'm speaking that in the name of Jesus. And I have been trying to speak that. And I want to speak that into existence. I'm going to follow Kelly's example. And, you know, there is so much uncertainty in the world. And did you know that as followers of Jesus, we are called to bring peace to the world? Now, peacemaker, not peacekeeper. There's a difference. Some people are like, no. And I put in here, I'm not saying that we go along with every opinion that gets thrown at us or that we will agree on everything. If we hide our hurt feelings, we're not bringing peace. We are avoiding the process of peace. And in Romans 12 and 18, If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. With everyone. Yeah, I know, Sister Mary. I know. I've got those people in my life. Lord, help me, Jesus. But whatever happens, y'all, God wants us to pursue peace. That's what he wants. That's what he has for us. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter what's happened. It doesn't matter about your past. It doesn't matter what's going to happen tomorrow. He just wants you to have peace. That's what he wants. Can I get James 3:17 through 18? But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace, loving, consideration, submissive, full of mercy, good fruit, impartial, and sincere. Peacemakers who sow peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Like I said, peacemakers, not peacekeepers. It is not Pastor Kelly's job to keep your peace. It's not your job to keep your family's peace, because they're grown and they're doing their own thing. Even though you want to, and I know you do because you love your children, but you're only hurting yourself. But I know that you love your children. But I'll just tell you right now, you don't have any peace, and it's going to be hard to get it if you can't just let it go. And I'm going to tell you why right now, not being at peace will make you sick. It will hurt you. It will eat you up. And I pray that you find peace in the name of Jesus. I pray that everybody in here that needs peace finds it. And I pray that you seek it out. And I pray that you go home and you look up every verse of peace that you need to get to that point. That's what God told me to do. Research it. Preach on it. Tell people about it. You know how you're going to get peace? Right here, he's gave us advice on how to keep your peace. She gives us advice on how to keep our peace, even though it's not easy. It's hard, because you may walk out of here tonight and be fine. Tomorrow, something else is going to hit you in the face. That's just life. It's a reality. That's how it is. It's sad that we live in a world where people are so unsure about their life. There are people committing suicide like crazy because they don't know and they have no peace. A lot of people are just so sad and so upset that they're killing themselves. I had a cousin last year. He got COVID, lost his job, he lost his wife, he lost his children, he lost his home, he lost his truck. He lost everything, but the one thing that he didn't seek out was God, no matter how much it was spoken to him. And they found him. He shot himself. And you know, that is going on so much because people, this world is so crazy that people are losing their peace. And it can be small things or big things. But it's really sad to see people in that state. It's really sad to see people that you know that can't find peace. It doesn't matter. Something always happens in their life. Even though they may walk in this church house and smile and greet you, they're hurting. And they're hurting so badly, and you have no idea. But the only thing you can do is pray for peace for them. And there's a lot of people walking around here with stuff in their life that shouldn't be in their lives. And there's a lot of people walking around with judgment. I want to tell you, the first time I preached here, I went to Walmart the next day. This lady, she walks up to me and she said, "Aren't you a little fat to be preaching?" And let me tell you, the old me would have just threw punches. Because I don't like that. And so I just wanted to punch her. So what do you do? And I didn't, you know. And I went outside and I was like, "God, please let me see somebody that actually loves me, because I'm not feeling very loved right now." So I walked outside. There's Kayla. I'm like, "You would not believe this what happened to me." And she's like, "Are you serious?" Well, yeah. But it's going to happen. You know, I told Pastor Kelly about it. She's like, "Oh, yeah. Top of the whole time." And I'm just like, "What? What are you talking about?" I mean, but we live in this cruel, vile world where people don't care. So I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to stand up here behind this pulpit, you better be strong. You better know what you're doing. You better be able to face people that you don't want to face. Tell you what, Brother Angelo, I commend you, buddy. I'm telling you. No, I really am. When I first moved to this town, I didn't know who you were. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm glad I know you, because you've taught me some things. Yeah. Taught me some great things. You know, and he taught me how to go through Scripture and look at it a totally different way. Amen. I was talking to Jill. We was at the track meet. And she said, "I've never sat under such people. People that teach the word differently. People that teach you how to read the word, study the word, stay in the word. And speak the word." That's right. I have been to many churches my whole life, and I've been in and out of church my whole life. But I love this church, and I love the people who are in it, and I find a lot of peace when I come into this place. And if you don't come on Wednesday nights, you should come. You should hear Brother Angelo. He speaks the word, and he knows it. I mean, you can ask him, and he'd probably tell you a verse right now, just like that. That's what I want to be. Brother Angelo, you rock. I'm telling you what. No, he founded this church, y'all. I mean, he has to be sitting back here, the most proudest person in the world. His daughter, look at her. Oh, my goodness. You can go over to Boonville and hear about her. You go to that what church? Parish Christian Center. Oh, that Kelly girl. Yeah, that Kelly girl. Yeah. That one you see online, Stomping the Devil. Yeah, that's mine. That's my pastor. You know, I always tell people, they're like, "You preach over there." Yeah, I'm not as pretty as Kelly, but I preach over there. I teach over here. But I'm going to tell you what right now, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. You put light into a lot of people's lives. Don't forget it. And don't let your peace slide, because things happen that shouldn't have happened. Amen. That's what I say. Amen. John's like, "I've never met a greater man." She deserves that. I want to tell you why right now. She went through hell and back. She found her peace. She may still struggle, but she's got it. She's working on it. That's all we all need to be doing. So working on it. Working on our peace. Working on our faith. And just to let you know, if you're going to pray, you're going to have to put a little bit of faith behind it. You can't just say a prayer and put it on the table. That's not how it's going to work. You're going to have to put some faith behind it. And I don't mean just say, "Oh, dear God, thank you for everything." No, I mean touch the throne room. If you can't get down on your hands and knees, that's perfectly fine. But ask God for the things you need, believe it, and put the faith behind it. That's what God said, Melissa, you're lacking your faith. Just because of one little slip up. That's the whole world. Everybody has those moments in their life. Everybody. Everybody slips up. Everybody falls. But I'm just grateful to be here tonight. I'm grateful that Pastor Kelly prays and understands. And this message on peace is kind of scattered. But I'm just thankful that God can give me peace. Even when I don't deserve it, he can give me anything. Even when I don't deserve it, and I'm just thankful. Get back to my message here. I'm sorry, guys. Can you give me Proverbs 17 and 1? Better a dry crust with peace and a quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. That was the first verse that I came to, and I thought of Brother Angelo. And, you know, pray about it. Ask God for the next step to bring you peace. So you read your scriptures, you pray about it. Ask God what you need to do next to move on to the next piece of the peace that you need. Can I get John 14 and 27? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You know, peace is a gift. There's nothing we can do to deserve peace. But God's grace gives us peace if we let it. If we let it. We have to open our hearts and our minds to receive that peace. And that was another verse that I read and just read and read and read and read. And, you know, everything that God gives us is a gift from him. And I'm just thankful tonight that he lets us have all of that peace. And, you know, I got to reading on and, you know, I got to thinking about courageous peace. That was Jehoshaphat. That's what he had. Courageous peace. And he knew what he had to do to get it. Do you know what you have to do in here to get peace? Are you going to stand up and pray? He did. I want to be like him. You know, and he begged God for guidance. He was a king. But he still needed God. He needed that peace. A peace that only God can give. And can you give me 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12? I can read that again. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do. But our eyes are on you. Lord, we don't know how to get rid of worry. Lord, we don't know how to get rid of doubt. Lord, we don't know how to get rid of fear. Right there. Ask God. He'll prove himself. He doesn't have to, but he will. And he'll give you peace every time. But we have to keep our eyes on God. Because that's the only hope we have for peace. Because this world has no peace in it. Courageous peace is a step into a situation that leads you to fix your eyes on Jesus. So we need that so we can fix our eyes on God. That's what we need. You know, in this world, it normalizes defeat. It does. Everybody wants to give up. Everybody wants to say, oh, well, I can, or, you know, I don't want to. You know, and a lot of people, they don't want to go to church anymore. They think because somebody stood up here and said something, they're offended and they don't want to go back. Well, you're loving people more than you're loving Jesus. John's like, has Pastor Kelly ever offended you? And I was like, not offended, but convicted, maybe. Because I don't think it should be offensive when a pastor stands up here and says what the Holy Spirit wants her to say. Period. If you walk out of here offended, you're convicted. Because she's taking this right here and trying to teach you how to deal with life. And I just want to thank you guys for listening to my sermon tonight. And I appreciate the time given, and I love each and every one of you. I'm so glad to be here.